Let's take a deep dive into Scripture with Father John Wargle and Danny Gallagher. During each episode, we'll be sharing our insights about the Bible passages presented on a related post on Father John's website, ancienthopes.org. To find the post we're discussing, go to the ancienthopes.org website and then find the Deep Dive into Scripture link at the top of the page. Our discussions on this show will follow the posts listed on that page. Here are your hosts for our deep dive into Scripture today, Danny and Father John. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Deep Dive into Scripture podcast and radio show. I'm Danny Gallagher, and I'm here in the studio with Father John, the amazing Father John Wargle. How you doing today,
right.
Father John? Yeah, right. We were just talking about not being feeling prepared or whatever to talk about this. But anyway, we're still in Genesis chapter 2, and we're moving halfway down, I guess, and we're into this part where God gives Adam the animals to name.
Right.
So he does that, and then gives him the woman. And there's a relationship between that naming and his relationship with the woman. So let's go into that.
Actually, we are bringing, with this podcast, Genesis 2 to an end.
Okay, gotcha.
And it's kind of like a sequel, right, to last time, because we were talking about the purpose of marriage last time and that unitive aspect. It's not good for a man to be alone. Original solitude is the term we've used for that.
Uh-huh, yep.
Coming right straight from the theology of the body and Pope John Paul II.
Yep.
And we talked about some of the profundities of that, right? And then becoming one flesh, the unitive. Then there is what we would call another purpose, which is grows right out of the unitive, and that is creation.
Yeah.
Creative. Everything we do, Danny, on earth is an act of creation. It's a continuation of this whole trajectory of creation from the beginning. It's
gotcha.
Not like creation stopped
in
Genesis 2.
Mm-hmm.
It's that it is something that is continued on.
Uh-huh.
And so out of this union should be what we would call fruit, okay, but you know, we don't necessarily use that with regard to having children. Now, that's kind of like an old...
Yeah, old saying.
An old saying.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But we create children.
Yes.
And that is a purpose. You know, Danny, we can live with a lot of stuff, a lot of problems,
mm-hmm.
a lot of suffering, even facing death. But there's one thing that we humans cannot bear, and that is living without a purpose.
Ah, okay.
And creation is brimming with purpose.
Okay.
As we saw in the structure of chapter 1, God is creating a big basilica.
Yeah. A royal home.
Yeah, right. And in chapter 2, we got an idea of the fact that we are in the garden with sacred space.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Holy of Holies. And a purpose is to fill the earth, which is to move the boundaries of paradise throughout the whole world.
Right. So build out.
Building.
From the center.
We are a part of a big building project, Danny.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Something bigger than ourselves.
Uh-huh.
And once we get a hold of that, then everything fits into place.
Mm-hmm.
We have a meaning and purpose that is God-given, and we should embrace.
Yeah. I think that that's probably something that it took me a long time to understand is what is my purpose, and it's probably because I just didn't sit with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that happens to a lot of people, especially young people. They're sort of moving through life, and they don't really sit and understand where it is that God is calling them
right,
to go. And so they sort of wander a bit.
Well, maybe in both of us, since we're older, you and I,
mm-hmm.
maybe this sense of purpose accelerates as you get older.
Oh, I think that's definitely true.
Right.
And the need to find it. The need to find that sense. Yeah.
Right. Right. So, you know, I'm 70 or almost 70, and I don't even think about really death. What I think about is, oh my, I've got a few number of years, right? And I've got to do what I'm called to do, and that is to fulfill the purpose God's given me in building what I can.
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah.
For the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm. And not even as a legacy. Not even, I don't see it as a legacy, something to leave behind, but I see it as, this is the call. You know, this is, this is what I'm called to do. And in my case, it's this evangelization with radio. You know, I mean, I've really found that.
That's it.
Yeah.
And you're full of joy. Mm. You're full of purpose.
Well, sometimes.
I mean, you know, we get tired out, right? And right, that sort of thing. But we keep up and going. Now, when we're younger, maybe we don't tap into that quite so easily, but the whole idea of marriage, just talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
We had the baptism of the Lord last Sunday, right?
Right.
Which is intimately tied to our baptism, where God gives us all these good graces, but it's in kind of like seed form, right? Especially with a baby, right?
Right, sure.
And it takes the church to fan the flames within.
And it takes time.
When you get into puberty and afterwards, what's the only thing you're thinking of?
Yeah, women.
Women.
Or men on the, on the girl's
side. Right, right. Well, you know, if you're a woman, for men, right, that's right. Just think of the incredible energy there is.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we have our birth date that we know, right? We should know our birthday. Mm-hmm. We should know our baptismal date, right?
Yes.
But one thing you really need to know is your marriage date.
Sure, yeah. Don't blow
you're
that.
In trouble, right?
Yeah.
Now, that marriage is really a key moment in our life because it brings together all sorts of raw passion, physical passion. It brings together psychological powers and relational, all the things that are just so, so geared to that moment.
Yeah.
And
new beginning. New beginning is, for me, is, you know, big.
And we see this in the Gospel of John, where the first sign at the marriage of Cana.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Right? Which is this Sunday's reading.
Right.
God knows he built into us this whole desire for union. And if you look through the whole Gospel of John, especially Upper Room Discourse, fruit and evidence of the work of the Holy Spirit, and it's a proof that you are even in the kingdom, is that if you're producing things above and beyond what you could naturally, right?
Yeah.
But part of that also is the creation of children.
Yeah.
It's a continuation. So, purpose, Danny, purpose. We have lost sense of purpose, and that's because we're so into ourselves.
Yeah.
That we can't get out. And what's in it for me?
Yeah.
That attitude is an attitude of the fall.
Sure. Yeah.
Right.
I think that it's something. I was very fortunate that we had a relationship with this family when Doris and I were first married, even before we were married, and then they played our music when we got married, and we were in a real soulmate relationship with them, and they had a real sense, deep sense of purpose to be in the world for the poor, and that was their. And they fed that to us. And so I was so fortunate that when I was 30 or 31, 32, I had that relationship. And that moved me, you know, in a way that was completely new for me, but gave me a real sense of purpose.
You're listening to the Deep Dive into Scripture radio show and podcast with your hosts, Danny Gallagher and Father John Wargle. The text that we're discussing can be found on the AncientHopes.org website, and then select the Deep Dive into Scripture link at the top of that page. Let's get back to our show with Danny and Father John.
And that was their, and they fed that to us. And so I was so fortunate that when I was 30 or 31, 32, I had that relationship, and that moved me. You know, in a way that was completely new for me, but gave me a real sense of purpose.
Yeah. Yeah. So we die and wither if we don't have a sense of purpose.
Yeah.
And that goes in also John chapter 4, you know, that which does not bear fruit, it withers and up. What can God do with it? We don't have purpose. You wither and die. You just cut it off.
If you're not moving, moving, constantly moving. Yeah.
Right. So let's get back then to the Genesis passage. Okay. Genesis chapter 2, verses 18 through 20, where twice God says, it's not good for a man to be alone, but he needs a helper fit for him. And it's kind of like bookends, because in verse 18, that's stated, and then at the end of verse 20, it's restated again. In between is the creation of animals and the naming of animals.
Right, yeah.
Which is interesting that our relationship with having a wife or a spouse wraps around
this naming,
this whole idea of animals. Isn't that very fascinating?
Yes, very fascinating. Well, that's what I said before. I said before we started, I said, it sounds like in this letter, my relationship with Doris is dependent upon my relationship with my dog, Bailey.
I wouldn't say it's a dependent.
Yes,
but
sorry.
I would say it's really of a, it's all one thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not separate.
Can't separate them.
Right, right, sure. Right. So I think I've said before, I'm just so amazed at God, because God's amazed at us. He brings the animals to Adam to see what he's going to name them.
Right.
Right. But he knows what he's going to name them, because God knows everything.
Right, right, of course.
But it just shows that God never lets his foreknowledge get in the way of his curiosity with what we create.
Right. And his amazement, probably.
An amazement.
Wow.
So God is in an amazement, really.
Yeah.
And we must be in amazement, too, and in awe, right?
Right, sure.
At what God is doing through us, like producing children. I mean, you know, that's just like...
Mind-boggling.
It's mind-boggling. Yeah. And they're made in our image, just like we were made in God's image. I mean, it's a God thing.
Yeah.
And to, you know, use contraceptives, let's say, and to block that and to control that does not belong to the mentality that's given to us at creation.
Sure.
It comes from somewhere else, and it's not a good place, which is the next chapter. We'll talk about that
good.
With the fall.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, where we're autonomous, we're in control. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, let's see here. Let's talk about the animals again, because it seems as though we have lost, and I think we have for most of the part in a modern culture, where we use rather than participate with creation. We have in chapter 2 here, verses 18 and following, not only Adam naming the animals, which denotes his authority over them, but that these animals are employed along with us in that purpose.
The purpose of creation, yeah.
So we live with animals, not so much we live on animals. Does that make a sense?
Yeah.
The animals, of course, you know, up until just recently, the invention of the tractor, what have you, we needed animals.
Right, yeah. Horses to ride.
Because both of us, both animals and, you know, are yoked together, so to speak, in all the work that is demanded.
Well, it's part of that creation. You know, they participated as we did up until the time of, you know, the engine, you know, the gas engine.
I mean, you've got chickens and turkeys that never see the light of day.
Yeah.
Now, we all know that something's not right about that.
Right, sure.
Right. It's really an abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, you know, one time I saw this big tractor trailer with little slits in it, you know, a bunch of little piggies in there and their little snout sticking out. I think they all knew that
where they're going.
They're going, you know. Now, again, I understand that we've got, you know, huge populations and, you know, there's this whole idea of mass marketing and what have you. I understand that.
Yeah,
right.
The giant farms and, you know, as business.
But all this to say that since industrialization, since what has been going on in our culture, where humanity is dominating nature, not in a nurturing way, but in a very negative way, Mm-hmm. Okay. The relationship with animals is just gone. So when we're not living in the ideal that's presenting us to us. And Danny, it's important to live in ideal. We should not live in, so to speak, the realities of the fall.
Gotcha.
Okay. The realities of fall is that, hey, things are a mess, bad. So let's sort of control things the best we can. Mm-hmm. So, you know, abortion's fine. Okay. Because
gotcha, yeah.
of all the socioeconomic problems, and certainly contraception is fine, right? Because people are going to have sex anyways. Kids are going to have sex anyways. So we might as well give them condoms and stuff like that. You see what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
That's not living with the ideal. And when we're not living in the ideal, then we are not living with a purpose. We're just sort of surviving, and we're sort of just living, eking out life the best we can. That is not the call of the gospel, because the call of the gospel is always hearkening back to these first two chapters, which set the ideal. Jesus does that himself in Matthew chapter 19 when he talks about divorce.
Hmm.
He says, divorce doesn't exist, okay? Because when you become one flesh, that's it.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure, right.
Mm-hmm. And so now let's work together in moving forward with that purpose. And I think divorce has happened and breakdown happens because we lose sight of that purpose. We lose sight of the ideal.
Sure. And then the relationship deteriorates and
right.
We don't communicate enough together about where we're headed, where are we going. And
that's
and it's
right.
just sort we just sort of wander and then wander
right.
apart, maybe.
Right. And so what do? We get depressed, we self-medicate ourselves, and basically that's where our culture is right now. So we see how important these two chapters are, Danny, really, okay? Because ignorance of them, and I guess we just look at these, in our modern world, we look at these are just myth stories and so on and so forth.
Right. People don't realize that they're, well, I didn't realize so much as I do now that they're foundational.
Yes.
For everything that we should be about. I mean, everything that's in those two chapters at the beginning of Genesis, that tells us everything about who we should be.
Without Genesis 1, 2, and also the fall narrative.
Fall, yeah.
There's no Christianity.
Wow.
It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's not built on anything. It is built on these three chapters.
Just these old stories. Yeah, right.
Right.
So maybe that's a great place to end as we can, you know, we talk about how important it is for the first couple of chapters, the first three chapters of Genesis in our mm-hmm. lives, and we can move forward to the next one where we begin to talk about the fall.
Then we have to talk about the problem of evil a little bit and then into chapter 3. So we've done the creation thing, but we're never done with the creation thing because we see that everything we do is a continuation of creation, at least in the biblical mindset.
Sure. Okay, good. Thanks so much for coming in.
God bless.
See everybody next time on Deep Dive into Scripture. Thanks for listening. Please go to ancienthopes.org and the Deep Dive into Scripture link on that page for related text. You can find more episodes of this show on the WSJF podcast server or on the Apple and Spotify podcast services. See you next time when we take another deep dive into Scripture. Don't forget this week to open that Bible and dive right in.